Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Are you sure they don't want to hear about how I slept in a hammock? I slept in a hammock, guys. You're never going to believe it.
Anyway, old news now.
Old news. Tell us about the new news. Tell me that. Tell that story you just told me. It was wild. It was crazy.
I was reading the news, and there was a story about, like, this dad and son, and they went out to go fishing, and the son came back home and was telling his mom that the dad had, like, drowned or was in danger or something. And then and then a couple hours later, the article is like, 19-year-old arrested for dad's murder. Like, oh, okay, well, that escalated awfully quickly.
It thickens, they had a little slurry to the plot.
And then I'm reading the news again, it was like a couple days after, and it said, 19-year-old arrested in dad's murder says he was trying to give him an exorcism.
Oh, the power of Christ.
So I'm interested to see how this progresses and what this kid's story
definitely
is.
Definitely takes a sharp turn there.
Yeah, that was not what I was expecting.
You know, dad was floating around the fucking boat, stabbing himself in the dick with a crucifix, and I had to exorcise the demons.
I would like to know why this kid felt.
I would love to hear the rest of this story. We will keep you posted.
Yes, updates.
Anyway, welcome to What We've Been Watching, number 3. We'll be talking about everything we watched in June, some stuff we watched in May, because we put out the May episode, like, real early in May.
It's been a busy, wild, crazy...
It's been a wild and crazy time to be alive, people. Crazy.
Trying to make big life decisions and all that jazz.
Yeah, I've decided. I've just given up.
You seem like you've given up.
Yep, totally. I'm going to grow a beard for once. Just let it go.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Maybe get a few hairs. It'll be fine.
Maybe. At the end of the episode, from now on, when we do these What We've Been Watching shows... At the end of the episode is when we will do, like, spoiler discussions. So, at the end of the episode, we will be discussing Spiral, In the Heights, and The Handmaid's Tale. At the end, and we'll be spilling pintos all over the place.
We'll let you know when to turn it off.
We'll let you know when you can turn us off. You can turn us off at any point.
You do every day.
Thank you for being this far into the episode. My dad today told me that our episodes are too long and asked me what happened at the end of the bank robber episode. And I felt very insulted. And I told him that he needs to listen to the rest of the episode.
Yeah, rude.
Rude. Rude. I used to put out short episodes and people were like, oh, your episodes are kind of short. And then the one boomer who listens.
Can't please them all.
Can't please the boomers. It's all right. 65-year-old men are not my target audience. Sorry if you can't stay awake long enough to listen to these newfangled podcasts. I had to roast him 3 minutes in to make sure if he listened, he would hear it. So, well, we're gonna dive right in.
Right in.
Like a Japanese person committing suicide in a volcano.
Is this going to be like your new thing because you watched that?
Volcanoes? Well.
No. Japanese people jumping into volcanoes.
I don't know how new of my thing it'll be, but it'll probably be my thing for a little while.
I think you're going to be saying it a lot.
Hey, sometimes you got to jump into a volcano when it's just enough's enough. You say, fuck this. I'm taking a hike and then a dive and then I will be burnt and gone. And be that's how you truly become one with the earth, like, real quick.
I guess so.
Yeah. I rewatched the Evil Dead remake from 2013. That was good. It was one of those, the first time I watched it, it was right around the time it came out. So, 2013, what was that, like, a long time ago?
That was a long time ago.
I watched it really late at night and didn't really remember most of it. I was pretty sleepy.
And then you watched it with me and seemed to not remember that.
Oh, and then we watched it together and I don't remember that. So this was kind of like re-watching it for the first third time. It was good. It's a fun flick. I like it. It's a super bloody and crazy at the end, which, of course, it should be.
Yeah, no, I think they did a good job.
Yeah. It is one, though, a remake where you got to completely just forget about the original or you're not going to have a good time.
Yeah, you have to watch it as it is.
Yeah. if you're trying to compare it to the others, to the, you know, Bruce Campbell flicks, it's not comparable.
Nothing would nothing ever be.
Is. But it's still really fun to watch. Go check it out if you haven't. We also watched The Babysitter.
Which was good.
That was good.
I was surprised.
Yeah, it was better, kind of better than I thought.
Yeah, and it I didn't, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect, but that the direction it went in was not what I thought.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
So that was cool to have that, like, it was kind of like a pleasant surprise. Like, oh, okay, so this is where we're going.
This is where we're doing. This is what we're doing with The Babysitter. That is a Netflix movie. It's like a horror movie. There's two of them. We haven't watched the sequel yet.
Yeah, which we have to watch that.
Yep. So go check that one out. The Babysitter.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's fun. It's, like, really fun. And it's like, not silly, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's kind of like a horror comedy.
Yeah. There's some chuckles.
A couple cheesiness. Chuckles for you. Yeah. I watched Mortal Kombat again.
That's right.
Just because it was, like, the last day it was available on HBO. So I was like,
I just had to.
Fucking get over here. I'm watching this. Get over here. We watched Men in Black. Which, it's always fun to rewatch.
Yeah, and then revisited the music video.
Here come the Men in Black. That was my best Jill Smith impression.
Yeah, that was great. I love Jill Smith. That was really good.
Yeah.
It was spot on.
It really was. We watched The Point, which, like, I couldn't say this because we watched it with our daughter, but there are just dicks all over that movie.
Yeah, there is some kind of...
Like, it's the whole world is, like, pointy. It's a cartoon from the 70s.
Yes, yeah, with
starring Ringo Starr is the, like, lead voice. And the whole world is pointy, and there's just a lot of dicks.
And the drawn people also in. Act like.
A lot of people act like dicks, too. But there are penises drawn into the background
it's
of this
really,
movie. I'm convinced.
All that aside,
yeah,
it's a really good movie.
I'm not saying that a bunch of dicks in the background of a movie is a bad thing. I'm just saying that they're there, and I couldn't point it out.
B loved it, and yes. That was good.
It was a good flick. Go check out The Point. Ringo Starr. That fucking guy. What is he? No, 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 I don't. No more. That's a good song. The no, no, no song. The Point. I watched Cooties. This random fucking movie I came across. I don't even remember what streaming service, but I watched it because it stars Rainn Wilson, Elijah Wood. It's It's got, like, a bunch of zombies over, like, children zombies overtake an elementary school, and all the teachers have to fight them. And Rainn Wilson was really funny in that, and Elijah Wood, and there was a whole thing where Rainn Wilson's character was fucking yelling at Elijah Wood's character about how he's, like, a bitch little hobbit.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I want to watch that one.
Cooties?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fun. And also, Kate Flannery from The Office popped up in it. So
that's cool.
Anytime you got some Office people in a movie, I'll probably watch it.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. We watched Rogue One and Empire Strikes Back on the 4th of May.
Yep.
Those just, what am I going to say? Classics. Rogue One's really good.
Maybe, I love Rogue One.
Maybe we did talk about all of the Star Wars movies on our Star Wars episode we did. But
yeah, that's right.
Rogue One is really good. And I think maybe maybe a lot of people don't see it. It seems like maybe a little underrated.
Yeah, a lot of people don't talk about it.
Yeah.
I really like that one. My dad was so funny when I said that was one I really liked. And he was like, oh yeah, of course you like that one.
Yeah.
Like, saddest.
Of course. And Empire Strikes Back, whatever, just, you know. One hand down, best movie ever. It's a joke about how he gets his fucking hand cut off.
Oh, you know. See, that went right past
me. Yeah. Yep. We watched Goofy Movie.
Yep.
And what I came away from that was that Powerline sucks and should be better. Powerline should...
Not to Max.
Powerline should have been like a hair metal band.
Max.
Not that, like, vanilla hammer.
Think of the times.
I know.
Think of the test.
That's why it could have been a hair metal band. It could have been, like, Def Leppard-ish. Speaking of hands being fucking severed. Powerline, be better. Do better.
I think Powerline is good just as they are.
All right.
Just as he is.
We'll disagree to agree.
You leave Powerline alone.
Yeah. Leave Powerline alone. People are going to... Maybe that'll get me hate mail.
Finally?
Finally. Listen.
There, you know,
fuck
everyone
you if you
I
like
know
Powerline.
Who likes a goofy movie, like, loved a goofy movie.
Yeah.
So you might get some, like, passionate, there might be the whole, like, goofy stance coming at you.
Can I tell my goofy joke?
I think you've already told your goofy joke.
I did, but it made no sense. But now that we're talking about goofy.
No, no, no.
Oh, come on.
Walk away.
Guys, I got a really good goofy joke. If you ever...
they've listened, they've heard.
If you ever want to know it, just ask. A lot of people are going to ask. I can tell. I watched QT8, The First Eight. It's the name of this movie. I don't know. It's a documentary about the first 8 Quentin Tarantino movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Yeah, it kept sucking me in.
Yeah. That's what she said. A succubus.
Please no.
Suck you off a bis. Anyway, what was Kill Bill? Yeah.
What?
I got distracted by the sucking it in. QT8 is, it's about the first 8 Quentin Tarantino flicks. And it was cool. It had a lot of interviews with different actors that were in the movies and stuff. And
yeah, it was really interesting to see, like, to hear their experiences and...
We just had a cat attack. Cat attack!
No, it was. It was cool to hear, like, the experiences and kind of how things were done and the...
He's a dedicated filmmaker.
...response to it.
Yeah.
You know, and all. It was, yeah, that was really interesting.
Yep. And after I watched that, I was in the mood to watch Kill Bill, so I watched them both.
Yes.
Which, fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
After we finish this, a bunch of you are going to want to go watch Kill Bill. Because yeah. I feel like it's one of those movies, if it's, like, mentioned, like, yeah, I'm going to go fuck with that one.
Especially if it hasn't been a while. You're like, yeah, no, I need to, it's been enough time. I need to watch it again.
Which one would you say you like better? If you had to choose, one volume 1 or 2?
Oh. I probably 1.
I think I like 1.
Like, if I had to pick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with 1.
But the way to watch is just back-to-back.
Yeah, as, like, one, like, as one movie.
Yeah, because that's how it's counted in his, like, library. Kill Bill is just one movie. So, like, as the first 8 of his movies, Kill Bill is just 1. Just 1. It's the number 4. So, yeah, good... Cool documentary, cool Kill Bills. Do that. Always, always. Luca, we watched that.
Which was really cute.
Really cutesy. Go check that out.
Really
with the...
sweet movie.
Yeah, good flick for the kiddos. Finally, a Pixar movie that doesn't deal with, like, a kid watching their whole family commit suicide in a volcano.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, our child's so sensitive to, like, death.
Yeah, there's no way we were showing her soul.
Yeah, and so this was, like, really good for her, and she really liked it. So, and that's, it's tough. It's tough to find things that she'll watch.
Yes. All right, Luca, what's that? Disney Plus, right?
Disney Plus.
Go check it out. Yeah, that's about it for movies until we get into Spiral and in the Heights later. But now we're going to get into some fucking TV shows. What have you been watching? What is your Clarissa's Reality Corner? Reality check with Clarissa. Well, we'll come up with some segment names, a little zippity doodah music. Boom! Reality check with Clarissa, motherfucker.
Still going strong on 90 Day Fiance, Happily Ever After. It's still going.
Are they happily?
They are. Nobody. Nobody is happy.
Nobody is happily.
They
ever.
All hate each other.
That's
and
awesome.
It's so interesting.
They should make more TV shows about people who love each other.
Yeah.
Like, I found this really interesting video of a little person. And, you know, there's a lot of TV shows about them these days. And this little man just loved his very tall stepmother. And then he took his clothes off, and I turned it off. Because it was too risque for me.
There are some days I can't stand you. There are some moments.
But
this is one of them.
I was thinking, I was like, yo, this shit on TLC is getting a little out of control. I believe they specifically mentioned that his stepmother was 6'3".
You just hijacked My talking, sir.
Reality check, Clarissa. All right, sorry. Continue.
I'm watching Smothered.
Ooh, that's a good one. What's that one?
That is about mothers and daughters who are, like, really close. And sometimes it's like, unhealthy.
It's kind of like that video.
Not like that.
Not like that.
A lot of these moms are definitely, like, they're just overbearing mothers who kind of, like, force their children to be their best friend.
Oof.
And their children just kind of don't know better now because that's their whole life. And it's, like, it just shows how that relationship affects their whole life.
Yeah.
In that over-dramatic, like, over-edited reality TV way. So it's great.
Oh, reality TV.
Oh, reality.
Yeah.
And still going strong with See No Evil.
See No Evil. That's what's tell us some nightmare-inducing case that you've seen on there recently.
Just
real quick. See No Evil is the show where it's like a true crime series where they solve crimes using surveillance footage, mm-hmm. for the most part. That's the gist of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
The one I watched last night was about a woman who, her house was getting robbed, and she
what did the house have in its pockets?
She, like, went downstairs and kind of interrupted the robbery, and the guy ended up killing her and taking her body and driving around in her car, like, with her body in the trunk for a couple days.
Okay.
And then just dumping it at a random driveway at, like, 1 a.m. and setting it on fire.
Oh, shit.
And then police realized that she had custody of her grandchild, so they freaked out and ended up going into her house and finding the baby, who was alive.
Oh, that's good. And that the baby didn't get burnt.
The baby was, like, obviously lethargic because it had been by itself for a couple days.
Oh, no.
But they saved, and the baby was fine.
Jeez Louise. And they caught the guy responsible for this heinous crime? They
did, because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
The
lady, if you're going to interrupt a robbery, you need to be packing some heat.
Well, I don't know
and
if
by
she,
heat, I mean a fucking flamethrower.
She probably just heard noise. It was, like, late at night. She probably just heard noise in her house and went down to be like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Like, if I heard somebody, like, or if I heard noise out here in the living room, I'd, like, come out to be like, oh, what fell over? What did the cat get into? And, like, you know, just walk in on somebody who's just a violent criminal. A
violent, insane person.
But this guy, he steals her car, puts her body in her car and steals it. And then after he does the thing where he, like, lights her on fire, it breaks down. And he walks up to a house, I think because he was going to steal another car.
Oh.
But they had a Ring doorbell camera.
Okay.
So he, like, walks up onto the porch and they just get this, like, clear view his whole body, his face. And
gotta
be
careful these days. You're always on camera everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are ones where it's literally the, like, person across the street's Ring camera solved the crime because it caught everything.
Ah.
So you don't even know where you're being filmed.
Know.
But, yeah, this guy, like, looks directly into the Ring camera and then just has this look on his face like, whoops, and turns around and takes off. So they're just like, yeah, we got you because we have your face.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
that was a sad one.
Any other reality checks?
No, I think I really am just like, I'm doing the staying up with the 90 Day Fiancé, the sister wife, and then the like extreme sister ones.
Yeah.
Those are all done.
In between seasons.
They are, yeah,
hiatus.
Those seasons, so I'm just sticking with 90 Day Fiancé and watching See No Evil.
All right. Well, cool.
It's just, yeah.
I've been going back through doing a little X-Files rewatch.
Oh, yeah,
that's been a lot of fun. Early into that still. I mean, the episodes are so fucking long and there's so many of them. It's going to take me, at least 3 years to go through the
X-Files.
Remember
when we watched them all in all the movies and it took us months?
Yeah.
There's so many. The longest time we've tried to watch something.
There's over 200 episodes and they're all like an hour long.
It's so crazy.
That's a lot of Scully.
Well, that's like the ones you're watching all the early ones, and there's so many times that you'll put one on, and I'm like, I don't remember watching this one, because there's, by the time you're done,
yeah, you can't keep track. Like,
so far away from where you started.
Yeah. X-Files, great show. If you haven't gone and rewatched X-Files in a long time, go do that. And it's on Hulu right now. That's where I've been watching it. We have all the DVDs, too, because I'm a fucking dork, but it's on Hulu.
So good, and it, like, it, even though it's super cheesy and obviously, like, the effects and editing, like, is outdated.
Oh, yes.
It still, like, stands up for, like, an entertaining watch. Like,
and it's still, when they do, like, the creepy shit, it's fairly creepy for, like, network television in the 90s, you know?
I feel like there's some things that are, like, from, you know, the 80s or the 90s, and you watch it, and you're, like, so cringy, but this one's just still so good for, like, the nostalgia, and just good for the content.
Yeah. X-Files, great show. Go watch it.
Yes.
We're all caught up on the Great British Baking Show, so we've been watching, what is it, the fucking Big Family Cooking Showdown.
What is it? Yeah, is that what it is?
That's what it's called,
yeah. That one, it's so nice.
It's on Netflix, also, that is, like, a British-based cooking competition show.
It's like families
cooking up.
Yeah, and it's they're cooking like their favorites, or I don't know. It's cute.
It is.
It's really nice.
If you're a fan of the cooking competition shows, I like the British ones better than American, because they're more chill.
They're kind.
Yeah, and the contestants are all nice to each other and shit. I like that.
They're like friends. Yeah. They hug each other, and they always feel like genuinely sad when somebody goes home. And they're so humble and kind about things. And that's just something that American competition TV is really lacking, is that, like, good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Yeah, we all are a bunch of fucking competitive assholes.
Yeah, we're such jerks.
Me, 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 me.
Yeah, like, I'm number one. I mean, that's just pretty much sums America up, is that we're just, like, in your face.
Yeah.
It's awful.
We are still trucking through Fear the Walking Dead. Some episodes feel like a chore.
Oh, it does. I feel like in Clockwork Orange, you know, when he's getting his eyes, like, pried open and he's forced to watch things, some of those episodes feel like torture.
Yes.
And it's so sad, because I loved it so much when it started.
But we have, I think, one or two of the newer season to finish. So on the next episode of this, we'll really dive into that and kind of tear it up.
And we've been watching Holy Moly.
Oh, yeah, we're back on Holy Moly, which is cool. Holy Moly is a mini golf obstacle course.
It's like Wipeout meets mini golf.
Yes, it's really cool. That's also on Hulu. And the season 3 just started a couple of weeks ago, so there's a new episode Thursday, I think.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Bailey loves watching people, like, wipe out.
Yeah, there's a lot of moments where all three of us will just be kind of laughing our asses off. And the commentators are real funny. It's fucking cool.
And there's, like, inappropriate adult humor, but it's over kids' heads.
Flies over the kids' heads.
So it's perfect.
Yeah. We got Shrill. We watched Shrill. That's a cool show. Yeah. That's that with Addy Bryant from SNL.
I love that show.
Yeah. Which, unfortunately, that ended. It was only 3 seasons. And that, again, that's on Hulu. I feel like, Hulu should be throwing us a kickback over here.
I know.
Fucking pay our bill, Hulu. Free
Sponsor
Hulu.
Us. And we'll Sponsor talk us, about Hulu.
Yo, Hulu, listen, I know you're listening. I know Big Brother is listening. I mean, we don't really know where my Big Brother is, but that's besides the point. But Big Brother is fucking listening. Hulu, the fuck? I'm telling people, look, millions of listeners are being directed to your website as we speak to watch your great content, such as Shrill and whatever the fuck we talked about. Whatever, Hulu, pay our bills. All my bills. Fuck it. All right, Big Brother, shut up. We watched the Duff... Oh, Shrill. We're still talking about Shrill a little bit. What is it about? Tell the people. What's it about?
It's just like... It's a plus-size girl who kind of doesn't feel like she has any worth or place because she's plus-size. And it's like her navigating, like, the new kind of world of body positivity and kind of being like, yeah, I'm here, and I can be hot, and I can be worthy of good relationships, and... But she, like, falters like any human.
Yeah.
Which is what I really like about it, is that it's
pretty honest.
It's real people. Like, just because you're finding yourself doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to make the right choices or be a good friend or be a good daughter or, like, you know, so that's, it's kind of, like, it's more realistic. Because you see those, like, those people, the movies... or TV where people are like, they finally find who they are, and it's like they become like a hero, and that's not. It's just like sometimes she's just kind of a shitty person.
Yep. But good show, very entertaining. Check it out on Hulu.
Yeah.
We also watched the Duff Happy Fun Bake Time.
Which was really cute.
It was super cute. It was like that dude Duff, he's a baker, cake. He's on. You guys cakes, know right? who he is. Duff, the fucking baker guy. Yeah, he's all over the place. It's a kid show he like produced and starred in, and it's like cool. It's all puppets. It reminds me of like almost Pee Wee's Playhouse, but like a cooking show, no masturbation that I know of.
They do like the science behind, you know, why like bread rises or why ice cream sets up, and then they like it. What I like is they don't dumb cooking down for children.
No.
And that's, it's really, like, they're, it's like he's talking to kids on their level, but also respectfully. And, like, they're smart enough to get it. And that's, like, I mean, kids are smart enough to understand. Yeah,
especially these days. These little bastards are fucking...
But then it's, like, silly and goofy, and his, like, friend, you know, his puppet friends are all silly and...
Speaking of Goofy, I got a great joke about Goofy. Yeah, the Duff Happy Fun Bake Time on Discovery Plus.
Yep. Super cute. If you have kids, watch it with your kids.
Yep. Oh, I've been hammering through this show. Hammering through is actually a good way to phrase it. Drunk History.
Yeah.
I've always been a big fan of this show, but I kind of just saw episodes here and there. Like whenever, you know, whatever.
Yeah, just like throw it on.
Here and there. But I've been going through like the entire series, which again, is available on Hulu. Wow, it really
should. We have like 1,000 streaming services.
We seem to be using Hulu a lot. All right. Well, apparently, out of the 1,000 streaming services, Hulu should pay our bills. HBO Max. I use HBO Max a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Netflix, I will say, I mean, if you want to pay me bills, that's cool, but I feel Netflix has gone a lot down a lot of hills in the recent years.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've really only been... watching it for...
I feel like their original content, their shows haven't been great, I feel.
Yeah.
Like back, they had like Orange is the New Black and stuff for
a while.
I think
they took on too much. Yeah, they got too big. They flew too close to the sun.
And now all the other... Everyone else has streaming, so it's fucking too many dicks in the pie. Is that a saying?
It is now.
Yeah! Hashtag dick in the pie.
I don't even think one... I mean, one's still a problem there.
If there's a dick in the pie?
Yeah, that's like too many. One is too many.
Well, you know. I saw a movie about it once. All right, Drunk History. If you guys don't know what that is, it's like comedians and different random people. They get fucking actually like hammered drunk and will retell events from history that are then like reenacted based on... their version of the story, their wasted ass version.
It's amazing.
It is.
If
really
you
amazing.
Like history and you like drunk people, it's perfect.
Yep. Good show.
And the amount of throw up that dude must have to deal with, like
the host,
that show,
Derek Waters,
is like, what a trooper. Because I'd be throwing up too.
There was one where him and, like, one other dude are both puking at the same time.
Yeah, because the guy had his, like, arm around him and was, like, thrown up in a bag or something.
Yeah. Good shit. Betty, I just watched another episode of that right now. That's a show about, like, girl skateboarders in New York City.
Yeah, I like
that's the simplest explanation of it.
I haven't fully watched it, but I just catch what you see, and it always pulls me in.
Yeah.
And like I was saying, it just feels so realistic.
Yeah, it does. Like, feels like a pretty real thing, but it's a scripted show. That's on HBO Max, and I don't know, it's just cool, like a lot of sick skating.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
and it's funny
stories. Yeah, funny shit. And that's good. That's in its second season right now, currently on HBO Max. Or regular HBO too, I think. I don't know. Is there a difference anymore?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Now, I'm excited to talk about this show. We've been having a lot of fun watching this. The show Alone.
Oh my god, I love this show.
Yeah. Hit him with the rundown.
It's like Naked and Afraid-esque, like the survival, but they have clothes.
Yes.
And they get to have 10 survival tools that they get to pick from a list.
Yeah.
and they go out, they get dropped off at a location, and they are 100% alone. So there's no camera crew. They have to do all the filming themselves, which actually adds to it, because they, when they edit the show, they'll, like, keep in them just being, like, awkward weirdos yeah. who are just, like, by themselves. Or, like, we watched the one where the guy just kept doing the same take over and over again because he, like, couldn't get what he was trying to say right.
Yeah.
And but they just used, like, throw it in.
Yeah.
And so it's just, like, it's really interesting. And it's what, 10, right? It's 10
people. It
starts
with 10 people, yeah.
And what they do is they separate them so that they can never meet.
Yeah, they're just scattered around.
They're scattered around, like, it was what the first two seasons were Vancouver Island, right?
Yeah.
And then this one is Patagonia.
Patagonia!
But they make sure there's, like, impassable water or mountains so they can't ever meet each other.
Yeah, the contestants won't interact.
But they stay out for an undetermined amount of time. So you basically have to wait out people. And they have a phone where they can tap out if they're sick of it.
Yeah.
And you just hang out. And then when there's two people left, the first one to go home, the crew will come then get the last one and be like, hey, by the way, you've won $500,000. So it's, like, wild that they have to go out there without knowing. Like, it could be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or it could be 3 months. Or it could be 6 months.
Yeah.
Or even, like, some of these people are straight up prepared to be out there for a year.
Yeah, they're like, yo, I'm going to hang in there.
And it's interesting that the physical survival is easier than the emotional
survival. Yeah, a lot of people just the solitude or whatever just gets to people.
Yeah, it's really crazy to see that we're more resilient physically than we are, like, emotionally.
Yeah. I've also learned that trained people that are, like, trained in the ways of the bush, as they like to put it themselves, seem to think that the best defense against a bear is by saying, hey, bear.
Hey, bear.
Hey, bear.
Hey, bear.
Hey, bear. That's all they do when they see a bear. And the bears never give a fuck
that
there's some asshole standing there going, hey, bear.
That's totally hey, bear. Not what I've ever been told. And, you know, we, in New Hampshire, you're, like, pretty much told, like, oh, yeah, this is the things that you're supposed to do if you run into a bear.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, bear, is not one of them.
Top of the list is fuck the bear before the bear fucks you.
Established dominance.
Yeah, yeah. It's my territory now, bear!
Oh, and another thing we didn't mention is they're put there in the fall. So they have to, like, head into winter.
Yeah, it starts to get cold.
So they get to watch, like, the plants go away as it gets colder.
Vegetation that they were depending
on
for food.
Yeah, the berries, the fish start to go lower. So they can't fish as well. And watching, like, the weather. And they just have tarps.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, hats and gloves and stuff. It's not like they're given a tent.
No.
So they have to make their own shelter and their fire and hope that it withstands the, like, 30-degree weather or the snow or the, like, pounding rain. Or it's intense. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Some people go fucking wild, though. Like, a couple dudes have built little kayaks with tarps and wood.
I love we were totally like, oh, that's never going to work. This guy's going in. And it was like the most efficient canoe ever.
Just fucking yakking around the bay, no problem.
Yeah. And there was that one guy that, like, he made, like, dice. He made a table. He had, like, a whole camp. And then he was just like, I've done everything I wanted to do here.
Yeah, like, he was just going good. Yeah.
Like, he wasn't there for the money. He was just there for, like, a vacation.
Yeah, and if you're the last person standing, you get $500,000. So, that's fucking pretty nice. That'll fucking feel good in the account.
Mm.
Buy you a lot of food after starving yourself to death for money.
You really do see the people who can be driven by the need for the money.
Yeah, and there's a few people who are like, yo, I am way too broke to even try to go home without this money.
Yeah, and they're like, they'll put their bodies through hell to try to wait out so that they can have this money. It's just, it's like interesting on a survival show level, but then it's also interesting on, like, a psychological, like, just to see how people work, especially when they're alone. Because we're group, like, we meet each other. It's like we've always needed each other. That's just how we function.
Mm-hmm.
So to see these people who are just completely taken out from their family and their friends and their stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's great. So good. It's, what is it, on
Discovery Plus.
Watch it. It's so good.
Yeah, if you like those kind of shows, like back in the day, there was Survivor Man and that shit, and then now there's like Naked and Afraid and whatnot. You'll love this. It's good stuff. And the first season was funny because it was all men, and they were total just like Trump dudes.
Oh, they were. Like, they thought they were so tough.
Yeah, and there was one dude, he was like a cop, and he's like, I'm cool. I'm real cool. I'm going to be here for like fucking 4 months straight. And he, like, tapped out on the first night because the saying, "Hey, bear," didn't work. He got fucked by the bear.
You think that's what happened?
Didn't fuck the bear. Mm-hmm. I think that's what happened. He didn't turn the camera on because he didn't want that documented.
Gotta keep some secrets.
Yeah. Yep. But anyway, enough bear fucking. We're going to enter the spoiler zone. So, if you do not want any spoilers for up to date of The Handmaid's Tale, Spiral, The Book of Saw, or In the Heights,
turn it off.
Turn it off now.
Shut it down.
Thanks for listening. Come back later.
Yeah, watch them.
Yeah.
And then finish.
Yes. So, first, let's talk about Handmaid's Tale, season 4.
So, okay. A lot of people did not like this season.
Yes.
I was reading. I liked it.
I did. I didn't like it as much as the first three, though. But, like we had discussed, what I think happened, honestly, I think they had kind of intended for season 4 to be the last season.
And they had to, like, stretch.
But they got picked up for a season 5. So they're like, oh, fuck. I mean, yeah, we're going to make a lot of money, so let's make another 10 episodes.
Yeah, so they're trying to, like...
So they kind of...
It ended really strong.
It did, and that's what we're allowed to talk about because we're in the spoiler zone. Yeah. There's the character, if you watch the series and you're caught up, you know the character fucking Fred Waterford. He's one of the creators of Gilead, which is the...
It's one of the big commanders.
Yeah, which Gilead is, you know, if you're listening, you know what's up.
Or
you don't care. So, to see that motherfucker die was so awesome.
And in that, like, such a... It's... I don't know. It's like, I feel like what every brutalized woman, like, wishes they could do to the person who harmed them.
Yeah.
And it just felt like, it's kind of like that one was for all those women who have suffered. Like, that's like, yeah.
Yeah, they fucked that guy up good.
Oh my God. It's like so he deserved. Much.
Yeah, yeah. Then, I mean, Serena Joy, I want to also see her die. I hope she dies.
For her?
I hate her.
See, for me, I feel like she deserves the, like, long suffer.
Yeah, sure.
Because to be, like, a woman and allow... And to help create this world that is so horrible to women who are not, like, privileged women.
Yeah.
She deserves to suffer like they do and to not know, like, when it will end.
Yeah.
Or if it will ever end.
Yep.
And have to find, like, have to deal with that.
Goddamn Serena Joy.
Which I think is what June does want for her.
Yes.
To truly and honestly, like, suffer.
Yeah.
Like they did.
Yep. So, yeah. What? Like, what's her name? Elizabeth Moss.
Phenomenal.
So fucking good, man.
She is, like, everything that I've watched her in, too. Like, Mad Men, great.
Yeah.
Handmaid's Tale, great. Invisible Man. Great. Yeah. Like, she's just...
She's in Us, right?
She's in Us, that's right. And she's, like, a total... Like, these are all wildly different characters, too, which she has, like, that range of...
Yeah.
Being just... I don't know. And she's just... She's so convincing. Like, her emotions when she acts. So raw and real and, like... Yeah, she's a phenomenal actress.
Totally. All right, so, fucking... Yeah, so if you caught up on Handmaid's Tale season 4, let us know what you thought.
Yeah.
If you liked it, if you didn't.
Yeah, I saw, like, a lot of people didn't like it, but I feel like it was one of those seasons that you just had to, like, wait until it was done to make a decision.
A little slow burn.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching it. Like, it's, every episode is really good and, like, top-notch television.
Well, yeah, the acting is good, the writing is good, like, it's just...
It's beautiful, like, cinematography and everything. It's really cool.
It gives you so... Like, you feel sick from anxiety watching them, because you just never... Like, it's... The show is so hard to read, and you can't predict anything.
Very unpredictable.
So you never know what's coming, and, like, it keeps you on that, like, edge of your seat feeling. Like, you're just like, you don't know what is going to happen to any of these people. And you're just like... you're just the whole time, you're like... You're almost, like, praying that certain things won't happen, or certain things will.
Yep. All right, that's about it on Handmaid's Tale Season 4. Now we get into Spiral from the Book of Saw.
I was so happy.
Yeah, it was so dope.
It was so nice.
Yeah.
Considering, like, where we ended.
Yeah, Jigsaw wasn't so great. But this was exactly what the series needed. It needed kind of a fresh...
Yeah, well, like we're saying, how it is, like, the characters in the movie to the Saw franchise is what the characters in Saw is to Jigsaw,
Whoa, yes.
Like.
I think I get you.
Like, inspired by.
Yeah.
And it felt, but it was, still, like, still something fresh, something new, something, it just, it was really nice.
Yes.
And it was really good.
It was really good. The kills, classic Saw style, you know, traps and all that shit. And Chris Rock was fucking really good in it.
Was really nice to be super uncomfortable watching the kills.
Yeah.
Which they were squirmy. Yeah, a little squeamy, often anymore.
Nope.
Because things kind of, I feel like things are not... I don't know if I'm just, like, desensitized or things just aren't as, like, gross as they have been.
No, yeah, I feel like recently things have been tame, a little tamer as far as the gore. But these were,
like, you would feel it. You'd be, like, watching these, like, things.
Yeah, the trap of the guy's fingers. Yeah. Are getting torn off. It was, like, fucking wild.
Or the, like, wax.
Oh, yeah, the wax. That was crazy.
That was, like, a lot.
Yeah. and that was, what's the actor's name that's from Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah,
what Nick. Is it? Well, that's what a character's name on Handmaid's Tale.
I can't think of his name. Max.
Fucking Max.
What is it? Mingella?
Max Mingella. Sounds good.
I don't know if that's correct.
My it's boy like Max. Mingella. So Max is cool. Chris Rock is good. And you got Samuel L. Jackson in there. So fucking great cast. Really brutal kills.
Mingella.
Max Mingella.
M-I-N-G-H-E-L-L-A.
Yeah, that guy. He's definitely a bear fucker. I don't know why, I just get that vibe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe not.
It's a weird place to go to.
Yeah. And, I was reading a bunch of stuff why they ultimately decided to keep Tobin Bell, who, you know, famously has played Jigsaw in all of the Saw movies, out of this, because they really did want it to be separate and not necessarily, like, they don't want it to be Saw 9.
Yeah.
This is its own thing. So, we'll see. I did see something that the studio announced that, like, Saw 10 was in production. And some of the producers of Spiral were kind of like, well, this isn't Saw 9, so what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. You never know with these studios. They'll be like, oh, no, that was Saw 9, by the way.
They
so,
kind
of
turn
off.
It. They can get into, like, be kind of jerks about things.
Yeah. And In the Heights.
Which
Washington Heights. Yeah, I thought it was really cool. Tell us what this is. What's In the Heights?
It's, it was a Lin-Manuel Miranda, like, Broadway, I think his first?
I believe so. His first on Broadway, yeah.
And it did really well.
What year, 97?
I don't know if that's when it went to, like, off-Broadway. I haven't quite looked at the timelines of things. But it was, like, it was on Broadway in the early 2000s.
Yeah, before Hamilton.
And, but it's just about, a Latin community in Washington Heights. And, like, their neighborhood is shrinking and kind of, like, white. Rich people are, like, closing in.
Oh, they're the worst.
And kind of, like, these people trying to hold on to their heritage and their neighborhoods and just about these, like, lives and how all these people, like...
Yeah.
And it's a musical, obviously.
Yeah, musical, but, like, I like musicals these days because they're, like, big.
Yeah.
But this shit's cool. Like, the fucking dancing is wild.
Oh, my. Yeah, that was fucking amazing. Nuts. And, like, it was really, it was, like, bright.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had that cool, like, kind of dreamy aspect in some of the things. It's, I guess, like, there's a lot of scenes I was reading. There's a lot of things that are inspired by, like, West Side Story. So there you get a lot of those feels in, like, Romeo and Juliet and all those, like, classic, like, stories.
Mm-hmm.
So you really, like, got those feels, like, in balcony scenes and all that. And, but it was really, the music's great, the stories are great, and it really, like, really makes you remember what people who are immigrants or, like, the children of immigrants in cities and stuff, what they kind of deal with and go through. And I mean, even so now.
Yeah.
And it's just really cool. They're, like, individual stories about trying to, like, make it in America and struggling and being poor and having to do jobs, like, be cleaners that no one respects or, you know.
I like my boy Benny on the dispatch.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah,
that,
his, like, song style was, like, your...
Yeah, yeah, he had more kind of, like, a hip-hop flow.
Yeah.
Sort of stuff. And what's that actor's name? I can't remember. He's in, He was on Walking Dead for a while. He was Heath.
Corey
dude guy.
Starts with an H.
Corey high dude guy.
Like Hawkins.
He was Dre, right? And Straight Outta Compton.
Yes.
Yes. And he was Heath on Walking Dead, the character that just disappeared.
Just disappeared.
Nobody knows where he went. And it was just that the actor got
Corey Hawkins.
Agent. Corey Hawkins. Yeah, he's a good actor.
And his voice is amazing.
Yeah.
He's a really great singer.
Yep. So, In the Heights. Good stuff. Check it out. That's on Disney Plus for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, until like July 10th.
Yeah, you got about 12 days.
But it's really good. Especially like, I don't know, if I feel like if you were like your family, you know, immigrated here, like that is it's definitely one for you.
Yeah.
Maddie said, my sister who lives in New York.
Hey, Maddie.
Said that she wanted to get rich and like pay for, the lady who comes to clean her house is, she has this like wild immigration story and she's, you know, she's not legal, but it was a necessity thing.
Yeah, totally.
And she speaks like very little English and she's super sweet and so grateful. And like anytime Maddie even shows her just the like normal human decency, she's just so grateful for it, which breaks your heart.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't think a lot of people probably show her a kindness of just treating her like she's a human.
No.
And so Maddie was like, I just want to get rich and just, like, pay for her life. Like, after she watched that, too, and you know, the whole, like, abuela.
Maddie, if you get rich, you can also pay for my life. Or maybe Hulu will pay for my life. Hulu. We will cut a deal. We will only talk about Hulu shows. Fuck it. We'll be like, oh, we didn't watch anything that's not on Hulu. What? What even is anything other than Hulu? Or any streaming service that wants to pay for our bills.
I mean, I would just be happy to get the free streaming service.
Yo, yeah, if we could save $12 a month, I'm in.
Most of our bills a month go to streaming
services. Hey, man, it ain't easy being fucking podcasters.
Well, like...
I think we can write it off on our taxes.
That's my one, like, indulgence.
Yeah.
That I allow, that's, like, unnecessary, is streaming services, because we just love to watch so many things that, like, we can give ourselves this.
Yeah.
Because we work hard for it.
Oh, one quick thing while we're talking In the Heights, my favorite story ever is when Immortal Technique actually went to high school with Lin-Manuel Miranda and once shoved him in a trash can.
But then apologize.
He's in recent years, like, that story surfaced in Immortal Technique. He just said, he was like, that was a fucking dick move. Don't be a bully asshole like I was.
Well, I'm sure, like, Lin-Manuel Miranda was probably super dorky, you know? And, like, because, like, think about how different their, like, directions
Very
were.
Very different.
That, like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, In the Heights is cool and all, but have you ever listened to a full Immortal Technique album? Because you get kind of the same story, just a little more raw.
You can do both.
You can do both. No, but go listen to Immortal Technique if you don't, because fucking fuck.
yeah.
So good.
It's good.
It's raw.
It's hard.
It's raw.
Some of those.
Hard and raw.
Some of those.
It's like that little man.
It's bringing it back. Full circle.
You got it. That's how.
Full circle.
It's not easy being a podcaster. I already said that. You got to. Oh, you got to bring back little man. I'm a little man. That was Better Man by Pearl Jam.
I was like, what is that supposed to be? Good job.
We already had two full fucking episodes of me singing Pearl Jam. I'm not allowed to sing Pearl Jam anymore.
Yeah, you are not.
We got a cease and desist order from Vedietta. He was very angry. But it was written in mumbles. So, I don't know. Anyway, we're out of here. We're done talking.
Yeah.
I'm talked out. thank you all for listening.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to be cranking out Devolution podcast episodes again on a regular level.
Hey, life we're happens trying. Sometimes.
Life happens. There will be some shifts in schedules and things over the summer here, but we're going to really try to buckle down and start cranking out weekly episodes again. And we got a cool one in the works. It's a hot one. It gets you a little hot under the collar. You might want to jump in a volcano.
Maybe boiling.
Yeah. Joe versus the volcano.
Which actually, I watched that.
Am I going to have to like watch that as research for the volcano episode?
No. But I did watch that within the past, like, I don't know, 6 years.
Oh, okay.
And I was kind of like, this is kind of a good movie.
I saw it in the theater, and I think that's the only time I saw it, and I don't remember it, because I was like fucking four.
Still into it.
Really? It's Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
And who's the lady? Is it the lady from Cheers? Woody Harrelson? No. Anyway, who cares about Joe versus Volcano? We're going to be talking about volcanoes. It's going to be our first attempt at like a science-y episode, so fucking bear with me on that. We cover everything. Meg Ryan. Just definitely Woody Harrelson. Oh, they were in a bunch of fucking movies together,
yeah,
huh?
They were.
I've never seen any of them except for Joe vs. the Volcano. What else? Yeah, Sleepless in Seattle. You got there's one more. You Got Mail. Dave Chappelle's in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that one.
Yep. I haven't seen it either, but I should because I like a Chappelle flick.
No, what I really liked, I know we're like way off topic, but what I really, when I watched it again, I was like, it's like silly, but just kind of in like a really nice way.
Yeah.
Like you just kind of watch it and you're like, this was nice. That's nice.
Bringing us back, we were talking about doing maybe a every Tom Hanks movie episode, so.
I think that would be kind of fun.
That would be pretty fun. Anyway, we're going to be cranking out episodes again. Check out Kate vs. Kate. Check out the Sean Winters podcast. They got episodes up on Spotify and wherever you're listening to this. Check out, there's a wicked dope playlist available called the Devolution Podcast Tunes. That is a playlist on Spotify. Ryan Devolve is my name. You can find, if you search like me, you can find that playlist, I think, or something. I don't fucking know. Find it, follow it, listen to it. It features like a shitload of bands that we've played on the Devolution Podcast. Bunch of good stuff.
Worth supporting a lot of these people.
Yeah, throw them a third of a cent or whatever you get for a stream.
Or just putting their sound out there.
Yeah, just those vibes of their music being played out loud, man. It's
putting
like
it through your ears.
Dudes, and put it where in whatever hole you need to put it in, man. It's like this little man I was watching. Also, I got a dope joke about Goofy. We're out of here. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. We'll talk to you again soon. There'll be volcano. There'll be eruptions everywhere. Eruption, 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 eruption. Fucking Mount St. Helens. Other volcanoes.
Are you just trying to name ones that you think you know?
No, that one I know. That was in 1980 and killed 257 homes. And I'll brush up on it before we fucking do the episode next week. Anyway, we're out of here. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, thanks. Or, you know, Hulu, pay my fucking bills. I spent my entire paycheck on $1 scratch tickets and didn't win anything. Help me, Hulu.